Stand by and go.
When I walk into fly rehearsal just a week before the show debuts, the crew is discussing how to rig Ariel up for her big reveal, turning from mermaid to woman while in the air.
And that's going to cause Ariel to go up, and she's going to do her second transformation.
It takes a second, but they figure out the scene. The fly crew is a team of dads, most with kids in the play, pulling ropes and securing harnesses to make the underwater scenes more intricate and lifelike. Next up for a fly test is Tyler Nursinger. He's playing Flotsam, an eel. Tyler says he's been flying on stage for a few years now. He says it's a bit scary as he grows up and gets taller, but it's definitely not going to stop him.
I sometimes feel a little anxious up there. I mean, it's not too bad, but it really, then again, I've gone on planes. I've rode all those high rides at amusement parks, so it's pretty much like that.
As a 19-year-old with ADHD and Asperger's, he said he's had difficulty getting parts in other plays, but when he joined Artists Unlimited, he found more acceptance.
I've definitely made some friends with this. I have a group of people that I do a lot of things with. Many of them are in this program.
Tyler's dad, Mike Nursinger, is sitting just off stage when I interview him. He's a sub for the fly crew and is also on the board for Artists Unlimited. This is his sixth show with his son.
For him, social interactions can be a challenge, especially people around his age. So really, we've become each other's best friends. And so when we can do these types of things together, it's just a great experience for us.
When it comes to production value, Mike says quality is a top priority. At this point, the production has officially moved to the Kodak Theater, and some sets are on stage. As they rig up cast members to fly, 1,900 empty seats are in front of them. Mike says it's become an inside challenge for the team. How big can we go?
And they never actually flew until Peter Pan was the first time that Artists Unlimited flew. And, you know, it's almost become a standard, an expectation for...
I'm okay with that.
And we're okay with you being okay with that. Yeah, I think Paul does have a future. I keep telling him that.
but he doesn't tell me what the future is.
You're right, I don't.
Mike
I
is talking to Paul Rubin, who is the flying sequence choreographer. He travels from New York City to help out with these shows. This is his fifth Artists Unlimited production.
To help the kids, you know, and like the sets are just incredible. So it also makes me feel good that I'm doing something because they're doing something, you know. If I didn't see that desire and that love from them, then I probably wouldn't be as interested as I am. But it's a great team.
Travel together, go.
As Tyler's scene wraps up, he and Ariel are soaring high across the stage. He's dragging Ariel by the foot back underwater, and she is trying to swim away. As Mike watches, he talks about how he hopes more shows and programs like these will help broaden perspectives of people with disabilities.
Some may not know anything about the cast or the show. Some may not have a whole lot of, expectations of a show. And when they see the commitment that's put in and what these people with developmental and physical disabilities have the ability to do, you know, they're in awe. And I say this has been the best kept secret in Rochester, and we want to break that, because the more people see our program and other programs like it, the more acceptance there's going to be.
Caitlin White, WXXI News.